Milt Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. Apparently, you're not as young as you feel. We know this now because of news reports last week about a guy in Holland who wanted to officially remove 20 years from his age, but a court wouldn't let him do it. The court, not unreasonably, noted that official age changing could affect all sorts of things, such as the right to vote and the obligation to go to school. The more perplexing question here, though, is why would anyone sue over this in the first place? After all, people lie about their age all the time. The guy with the white hair and the cane can claim he's 20 all he wants. No one is going to believe it. The whole exercise seems pointless. It's possible this plaintiff thought he'd live an extra 20 years if he was officially younger. If that's true, this is an incredible advance in medical science and should be taken seriously. But it's probably not true. Still, I'm not sure this concept should be dismissed without some serious discussion. After all, people in America can change their sex, their appearance, their name, and even their Twitter handles. Why should age be any different? Sure, we'd have children getting senior citizen discounts, but they'd be giving up their right to juice boxes at soccer games. Old people might get hired because they're younger, but they couldn't sue for age discrimination later on. For everything you gain, there's a potential loss. So why not give people the right to make those choices? Think of the potential for stigma removal. We frown when we hear of a 90-year-old marrying a 20-year-old, but we'd think nothing of it if they were both officially 30. Or what if you took 10 years to get through college? No one has to know if you change your age. What we need to do is clearly define the rights and responsibilities for each age group so that we can make intelligent, informed selections. There are pros and cons to membership in every generation. For example, do you want to give up the right to support by parents in exchange for the right to consume alcohol? Should you give up Social Security for the chance to apply for internships? Do you trade senior discounts for more swipes on Tinder? I'm picturing a world in which everyone is 25 and has perfectly proportioned weight and height, on paper. We'll finally have true equality. There is something to be said for shaping reality to suit yourself, and the concept seems to be catching on. The president has the largest inauguration crowd in history, and last week we saw a press release with this headline, quote, SRI Records releases a new Frankie Valli hit song, close quote. We now have hits before anyone buys or hears a song. Frankie Valli must be so proud.